Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you were asked if it would be a financial catastrophe if the U.S. dollar failed, I'm sure you would emphatically agree. In fact, I suspect you would consider it a disaster of epic proportions. But if you really think about it, maybe it wouldn't really be bad news. Here are some examples to think about. Zimbabwe's inflation of the money supply reached 49% per month by early 2009. By then, this African nation was issuing $100 trillion notes. Commerce ground to a standstill. Merchants had no goods for sale. The government announced that the euro, US dollar, and other currencies would be legal tender. Zimbabwe's inflation rate immediately fell to less than 1% per month. Within a year, manufacturing and production activity in the country increased by 35%. By using currencies that suppliers would accept, local merchants were again able to stock and operate profitably. The result of the failure of the Zimbabwe dollar was a huge economic boom. A similar story resulted after Ecuador abolished its own sucre on September 15, 2000 and declared the U.S. dollar to be legal tender. There was even a currency failure in early American history. The continental dollars issued during the Revolutionary War quickly fell so far in value that they inspired the phrase, "not worth a continental." The new nation eventually established a stable dollar defined as a fixed weight and purity of silver or gold. Just like what happened in modern Zimbabwe and Ecuador, the ability to use a stable currency, even during times of multiple forms of money circulated side by side, the U.S. economy thrived. If the U.S. dollar failed today, there would be significant problems, in large part because of the widespread use of the dollar as an international reserve currency. So, any transition would not be as smooth as experienced by Zimbabwe or Ecuador. However, as long as the U.S. government did not try to impose a new fiat monetary system, I am confident that the free market would quickly establish a new stable monetary system to spark a quick return to prosperity. I'm not necessarily saying that the U.S. dollar will soon fail, but I am saying that if it did, I think the result would be more positive than most people would fear. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.